Now, the next man that makes his attack upon Job is Bildad, and we find his argument in chapter 8. Now, let me say a word about him. He is what you would call a traditionalist. Bildad is a man that rests upon the past. His argument here is verse 8, "For inquire, I pray thee, of the former age, and prepare thyself to the search of their fathers." Now, he attempts to pick up the old rocks and stones of geology and look at them and tell you what happened years ago and what's going to happen because of that. Actually, the evolutionist is really a traditionalist. Great many people do not recognize that. But he rests upon the past. And, of course, he's making certain premises that he can't prove, by the way. And today, the premises are actually assumed. There are only two explanations for the origin of this universe. One, of course, is creation, and the other, speculation. Now, evolution is speculation. And it's very nice to be able to take up this bone and try to date it and then try to classify it belonging to this period and this development of man. But who knows? This book here is going to raise the question. In fact, God will raise the question even with Job, "Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth?" And so this man here, he will use the expression. He'll say, "When I was young." And he says, "We've been doing it this way." Now, he knew a lot of old sayings and proverbs and pious platitudes, and he offers actually nothing new at all. But actually, he's a very crude fella, and he's more crude, by the way, than Eliphaz was. And he breaks in upon this man, and actually, he hurts him a great deal, and he doesn't help him at all. Now, this is Bildad, who's supposed to have been his friend. I'm reading now verse 1, chapter 8. "Then answered Bildad the Shuhite and said, How long wilt thou speak these things? And how long shall the words of thy mouth be like a strong wind?" Now, very frankly, these men really get in some good ones, we would say today. This is real repartee, by the way. This is a real rap session that they're having here. And they're brilliant men. To tell the truth, Bildad puts in the knife here and twists it just a little. He says, "How long shall the words of thy mouth be like a strong wind?" Why, he says, "Job, to listen to you is just like listening to the wind blow. You're a windy individual." And I would say all of them are that, including Job. And we're going to see that there is something wrong with Job, but we'll come to that a little later. Now, will you notice this? He says, "How long wilt thou speak these things? How long shall the words of thy mouth be like a strong wind?" I'd say that was a good one. That was good for a laugh. As I said before, a crowd had gathered around by this time, and this was as interesting to those people as a football game or a basketball game would be today. And you can see they're really uncivilized. And the intellectual contest, you see, appeal to them, not a physical contest. They really are uncivilized, aren't they? They are not up to it. They are not really civilized like we are today. Now, listen to them. "Doth God pervert judgment, or doth the Almighty pervert justice?" Now, what's he coming to? What he's really saying is, Job, you're getting exactly what's coming to you. You are trying to defend yourself, and it means that there's some great sin in your life, and you're getting exactly what you deserve. Now listen to him. "If thy children have sinned against him, and he have cast them away for their transgression." Now that's an awful thing to say. He's suggesting that the reason Job's children were destroyed was because they were sinners. Now I can't think of anything that had hurt more than that. And especially this man didn't know that. And we know by this time, since God let us in on it at the beginning, they weren't destroyed for that reason.